Yuma Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. The previous Mishnah, Mishnah Yud, we had a list of people who had done great things for the Beis HaMikdash and made beautiful kalim for the Beis HaMikdash, and they were remembered l'shevach, for praise. Unfortunately, this Mishnah, Ve'elu L'Gnai, gives a list of people who are remembered for negative things, for insulting things that they did, and they are put down for these things that they did. They include Shel Beis Garmu, those of the Garmu family. Lo ratzu lalamed al masa lechem haponim. They did not want to teach outsiders the secrets and the difficult ways that were needed to make the lechem haponim. The lechem haponim was bread that was essentially in almost a U shape to fit on the shulchan. They had a way of baking it in a mold, in a pan, a special pan, without breaking the bread, but they refused to share their secret with anybody else. Shel Beis Avtinas, the family of Avtinas was a Kohen family that knew how to find an herb called the Ma'ale Oshan, which caused the smoke of the ketores, of the incense, to rise straight up without ever dispersing to the sides. Lo ratzu lamed al ma'aseh haketores. They didn't want to teach other Kohanim the secrets of how they made the ketores do such wonderful work. They kept it for themselves. Hugros ben Levi. Hugros was one of the people in charge of the music that the Levim made in the Beis HaMikdash. Hayodea Perek Bashir. He knew a special method for playing music, and the Lo Ratzu Lamed didn't want to teach anybody else. Apparently, the Gemara says that he knew a way to put his thumb under his tongue while he was singing, and this brought out a beautiful quality in his singing. Others say that he timed his singing in a certain way and transcribed the music, kind of wrote musical notation, and he wouldn't share this with anybody. Ben Kamtsar, Lo Ratzu Lalamed al Maaseh Haksav. Ben Kamtsar knew how to hold four pens in the spaces between his five fingers of his hand, and he could write four different letters all at the same time. He had a secret for writing Yudke Vovke using four pens in one hand all at once, and he would not tell anybody else. The reason this is a big deal is that while a sofer is writing Hashem's name, one of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is not allowed to talk or communicate in the middle, and if he did, that would be a problem. If you can write the whole word at one time, that would minimize that issue, but he wouldn't teach it to anybody else. Al HaRishonim Nemar, about the first ones in the previous Mishnah who were L'Shevach, it is said, Zecher Tzadik L'Bracha, the memory of a Tzadik is a Bracha, is for a blessing. Val Edel Nemar, but for the people in this Mishnah who were for a Gnai, they said, V'Shem Rishoim Yurkov, the name of the wicked will rot. The Gemara does point out that the families of Avtinas and Garmu argued that they didn't want to tell anybody their special ways of doing things like the ketores and the bread, because this might be used for Avodah Zarah if the people knew them. But the Rabbana didn't accept this excuse, and they are still brought down Lignai anyway. After all, they were also paid double for everything that they did. And if they were taking double pay, then that is not exactly the way to go. Other Rishonim say that Ben Avtinas and Ben Garmu, Beis Garmu, were actually brought down and convinced the Rabbanon. So when it says Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, they were talking about them, but this is a different opinion in the Mishnah. Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, back to the Avoda of the day. We had the two goats. One was going to go La'azazel, and one was going to be brought as a korban. So now, Taraf Bakalpi, the Kohen Gadol took out from inside the lottery box, and he had to grab them in a hurry, so he snatched them. He grabbed them quickly. And the Vehe'elo Shnei Gorolos, he would pick up the two lots, at one point in wood, and later on we heard that they were made out of gold, one in his right hand, one in his left hand. The goats are facing him, one at his right hand, and one at his left hand. So he would take the lot that he picked in his right hand and put it on the goat to his right, and he would take the lot that was in his left hand and put it on the left-hand goat. Echad kasav alav l'ashem. One said for Hashem, written on the lot. The echad kasav alav la'azazel, and the other one was engraved la'azazel. Hasagan b'imino v'rosh b'sav mismolo. As we said before, the deputy kohen gadol is at his right, and the rosh beis av of that day is at his left. Im al shem oloy b'imino. If the one that said shame, la shame for Hashem, came up in his right hand, Hasagan omer lo ishi kohen gadol hagba yemincha. The skan kohen gadol, who would read it off of the lot that was in his hand, would say, "My lord kohen gadol, pick up your right hand and show everyone where the lot for Hashem came up. It was considered a very good sign if the one LaHashem came up on the right side. During the all 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, the lot LaHashem always came up on his right side. Vim shel shem olav esmolo. On the other hand, if the one that said for Hashem was on his left hand, then Rosh Beis Av amr lo ishi Kohen Gadol hagba smolecha. Then the Rosh Beis Av would say to him, my master the Kohen Gadol, pick up your left hand. So that it says LaHashem. Nasana al shnei asirim, he would put each one on top of each of the goats. And Ba'omer LaHashem Chatos. And he would say, for Hashem, a Chatos. And again, he would pronounce, instead of Adoshem, he would say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lo Hayatzarech Lomer Chatos Elo LaHashem. Rabbi Shmuel said he didn't have to say LaHashem Chatos, he could just say LaHashem. And everybody would figure out that that was the one that was going to be the Karban Chatos. Beinon and Acharov, and the Kohanim and the Am that were in the Azara would say after him, when they heard him say LaHashem, they would say, Baruch Shengavod Malchus Oli Olam Voed. Again, they did not say Amen at the end of a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. They said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. There is a discussion about whether or not, when they said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed, and when the Kohen Gadol said, LaHashem Chatos, whether the people bowed down and prostrated themselves on the ground or not. It is assumed that they did not by Menei Rishonim, but the Rambam says that they did at this point, like we do when we do the Avodah on Yom Kippur in Musaf.